Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Godfather of soul. I told you about my stories with him. Wonderful guy. Fun to be around. He really was the godfather of soul, James Brown. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA this hour. We're talking with Gilbert Melendez, folks. The uncrowned lightweight champion in a lot of people's mind. Of course, he's going to take on Anthony Pettis. When is the Pettis fight going to take place?
You know, I have not signed a bout agreement yet, but it's looking like the end of the year, December 27th in Las Vegas, MGM, but nothing official yet.
Okay. Tell me about this shopping about. And Dana White made a big deal about it. Yeah, he was able to shop his talents to Bellator, and he didn't want to go there. He wanted to come back here. It'll boil down to money. What was the deciding factor that made you to sign with UFC instead of Bellator?
Well, I just wanted to do what was in the best interest of my future. You know what I mean? And I got a family to think about. I got a future to think about. And, yeah, you have to weigh out all your options. And at the end of the day, I got the fair market value, and I love the stage of the UFC. There's no bigger stage out there, to be honest. But, you know, I think Bellator is a really great organization, too. And I'm a businessman when it comes to the sport. And I got to do what's best for my business and what's best for my brand. And that's what I did.
But pound for pound, as far as lightweights are concerned, you've been the highest paid lightweight for the last 5 years, correct?
I mean, I can't confirm anything like that. I can't confirm that at all, man. I mean, I wish I actually knew. You don't know. It's not open. You know, we're not a union. It's not like
Meltzer says you are.
Who says that?
Dave Meltzer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think I played my cards right the whole time. You know what I mean? I don't know what everybody else's contract. I don't know what kind of bonus we'll get in the back, but I feel like I've done things right. And, you know, I'm not financially free, but I've done pretty good for myself.
Gilbert Melendez is our guest, folks. Originally born in Santa Ana, California, and made his way by the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. And being a native, I welcome you. How long have you been here?
I've been here since the year 2000. I moved up here to go to SF State, wrestled for a year, and met my buddy Jake Shields my second year, and he introduced me to MMA. So I've been here since the year 2000.
Okay, so there was no boxing or wrestling background in you or anything like that before you got into this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wrestled at Santa Ana High School, and I grew up watching boxing. My dad boxed a little bit when he was young, so he had me boxing the bags. I grew up watching all the Chavez fights. You know, I've seen all the De La Hoya's fights. You know, Chiquita Hernandez versus Carbajal, you know. Those were some of the things I remember growing up, too. And, I influenced my boxing, but, you know, wrestling was a sport that was for free in high school. You know what I mean? So I did that.
Gilbert Melendez is our guest, folks. Time to get honest, Gilbert. Did Bjorn Rebny of Bellator, did he get on his knees and beg you to sign?
Oh, man, he did not beg me, man, but he definitely was a very, you know, polite businessman, and, you know, we're trying to make the best offer, and it just wasn't as good as the UFC offer.
Fantastic. So what do you see happening as far as the UFC concerning this UFC 173? I mean, Renan Barreiro and TJ Dillashaw. Dillashaw just too green. Barreiro hasn't lost like since Ronald Reagan was president or something like that, a long time.
I know, man. That guy's such a stud. He's pretty creative. He has great kicks, great grappling. You know, Dillashaw has a chance if he could just really implement his wrestling and stay on top and ride him out. It's not an easy task, but he needs to close that distance. But, you know, Dillashaw kind of, you know, talks that lead hand a little bit, and he got to be careful he doesn't get clipped or nothing with a spinning back kick or spinning heel kick, you know. But and Barreiro's a massive guy. I would say 3-1 favorite for Barreiro.
Man, John Jones looked like wow. I just couldn't believe it. I think he really stepped up his game against Glover Teixeira there. I mean, holy cow, spinning back fist, knees. He sort of owned him for five rounds.
Oh, yeah, man. There's talent is just unbelievable nowadays. I mean, guys are evolving before our very eyes. Things you thought were undoable or it was impossible to do, now people are doing it. You know, people are running off the cage. People are doing spinning heel kicks, man. It's incredible to see the evolution of the sport.
Okay. Are you happy with the cage, or would you rather have a ring?
I would rather have a square cage or a ring, yes. I like the ring better. I think the circle doesn't really allow you to, the octagon doesn't really allow you to corner someone. And the ring have, you know, corner somebody. You could corner them and make them fight a little bit better. I think there's a lot of too much running in the octagon and too much space to run out there. And I think the ring, you know, forces you to fight if you get cornered, and you can work that cornering of a fighter. You don't get that. You get that in boxing, but not in MMA.
You and I crack to the body pretty good, or I used to crack to the body pretty good. And I used to hear guys wince. Oh, do you hear that when you crack those guys to the body?
Oh, yeah, man. Nothing feels better than hitting a guy to the body and just kind of hearing the air come out of them. They try to not show any emotion, but that's one punch that you cannot not show emotion, you know?
Thank God I've never been hit that hard in the body in 52 fights. You know that? I mean, oh, my God. I mean, I've seen guys with broken ribs and things like that just collapse. Gilbert Melendez is our guest, folks. Of course, he's one of the hottest fighters in the world, the UFC, having recently signed a contract with Dana White and the UFC. Dana White said it was a big thing. In fact, Dana White's had a lot to say lately, especially about testosterone replacement therapy. Check this out, Gilbert.
When you really break it down and you look at it, it's science. You know, as you get older, your testosterone starts to get lower. Science has figured out a way to get it back up to even. But in like all things, when money is involved, people will find ways to cheat. And even though this thing is legal, people have figured out how to cheat on it. So it has to go away.
Well, then he says it has to go away. I thought it has to go away because I think that when I look at some of these guys that were not taking TRT supplements beforehand and I look at them afterwards, their bodies are like reversed 20 years.
Yeah, man. You know, it's a thing I don't know too much about, but I'll say this. You know, I think it's important that we all have the same level playing field. You know, there's no reason someone should have an advantage over the other guy standing across from you, you know? I mean, I take supplements. You know, I'm trying to stay as youthful as possible, but, you know, I would hate to go across the cage and know that someone has the advantage over me.
Okay. Question coming in here from a guy from Atlanta, GA, named Georgie. He wants to know, what did you think of those 10-minute opening rounds in Pride?
I loved it, man. It was brutal. It was brutal, but I loved it, man. It was almost a sport at its purest form. I mean, to this time, I wish we only did one round for 15 minutes and one title fight for one 25-minute round and just let the fight play out like it is. And it was brutal, but it was awesome to be a part of that experience in Pride.
You know, that's a fantastic idea. Now, I know you've got a few bucks in this and that. Why don't you and I go off and start our own company, and that's what I will portray our MMA fights. Let's make a 125-minute fight for the main event and then one 15-minute fight for the prelims.
I'm in, man. Let's get some investors, bro. We got plenty out here in San Francisco. Let's do it, and I'm all behind it.
Okay, that's IT money. So the gym now is in the 2300 block of 3rd Street?
Yeah, 2923rd Street, between 25th and 26th, right near Caesar Chavez and 3rd Street. So, mm-hmm. You know, the Muni runs right by it right there, and, you know, it's a real up-and-coming neighborhood, Petrero Hill, you know, right there. So it's a good place.
A few blocks over, about 22nd and, about 22nd and DeHarrow and places like that. They had a Samoan get-together, and they used to have parties weekly, and like 100 and 200 people would show up, and they'd get a little rowdy and a little noisy and this and that, and they'd send my little 5'9" ass over there as a policeman to break this up. You hear what I'm saying? So I'd go up the stairs, and the first thing I'd say was, is the chief here? And they go, I need to speak to the chief. I said, you know, I'm Pedro Fernandez. I used to fight with Billy Tavaki, the king of Samoa. Listen to that. That got me over. You hear what I'm saying? That one line got me over. If not, I would have been, you know, torn to pieces.
Hey, man, there's no one that's a harder hitter than the Samoan, the Oofas out there, man. They know how to throw cracks out there. So, hey, man,
But they can't last long, though, Gilbert. They don't last very long. Endurance-wise, they ain't got it.
And you better stand in an open field and not in a crowded alley, man. You better be in an open playing field, you know. Oh, we got a stick and move.
Okay, so Barreo wins easily over Dillashaw.
I wouldn't say easily. I wouldn't say easily, but Barreo, I think, is definitely the favorite. He has more tools, but I'm cheering for Dillashaw, man. He's a hometown guy, and I like to see him take him down and really wrestle him. And it's a possibility he can win that.
You know, there was a pay-per-view on last night, and I bet you more people stole this pay-per-view via the internet than watched it. I'm talking about Rampage Jackson beating King Mo. Did you watch that?
You know what? I was my coach from Santa Ana High School. I'm here in Santa Ana right now visiting him. He got inducted to the Wrestling Hall of Fame, so I was out here supporting him.
Cool.
So I was just checking him out. His name is Scott Glad, by the way, from Santa Ana High School. Congrats to him. But I was following on Twitter and having people update me on the Alvarado Marquez and then the Mo and Rampage. So I was getting all the updates, but I haven't been able to see it myself.
There wasn't really any highlights there. If it was a porno movie, people would have fell asleep.
I was looking forward to the Eddie Alvarez and Chandler, and you know that fell through, and Chandler ended up losing to Will Brooks. So those were more concerned with my weight class. But yeah, man, I heard it wasn't the best show.
Is his name Ben Askren? Is that the guy that impresses me so much in Bellator?
Ben Askren was in Bellator, but he left Bellator. He was the wrestler, and he was the champ there, and his contract expired, and he went to ONE FC, which is an organization in Singapore, which is pretty competitive as well. They have some good fighters and good talent, but all different, more international fighters than American fighters.
So when are you coming back home to the city by the bay?
Man, I'm having a good time in the sun here, but definitely either later tonight or tomorrow morning, man, I'll be out there, back in the gym training, dude. You know, there's no days off, really, in this sport.
Okay, so if I stop by the gym with a tape recorder, everything's cool?
Everything's cool, man. Just give me a heads up, bro, and we'll chop it up all day.
Okay, so have you got any idea when you're going to fight next, and have you given me any schedule?
Well, they had me going December 27th, but they got me filming The Ultimate Fighter through all of July and a little bit of August, and that airs in September. And then, from there, we'll start pumping up the fight to the end of the year.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Gilbert El Nino Melendez. Gilbert, thank you for your time, sir.
Hey, thank you guys for having me, man. Have a good day.
All right. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, little tower of power bringing us to the break. This is your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we are live every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Saturday for an hour, 11 a.m. Sunday for 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.